Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Mila. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So happy to have you back. I am so excited to chat with you. What you've been up to this past year?
Oh my goodness. What a year 2023 has already been. Very, you know, busy writing. I had the upcoming book to finish, which is Mafia Target. And then I also had a short novella that I'm finishing for an anthology that's coming out in June called Pride, Not Prejudice, that are spinoff characters of Mafia Target characters. So I'm like, at the same time, kind of finishing both of those.
Yeah. So let's chat about, because when we first met about a year ago, Mafia Mistress and Mafia Darling were just coming out, and we're just like, it was starting to build momentum, and then it just exploded, like, you know, in a very pleasantly surprised way, you know, right place, right time, right genre, right mafia, and right location, because it's like Italy is unique. What has been that experience been like, you know, having the series become, you know, what it is today?
I feel just incredibly blessed. I mean, to see, you know, the books recommended, you know, alongside like the, you know, the Sarah Cates and the QB Tylers and the Sophie Larks and the LJ Shens and the, I mean, just to have like my books, you know, Renee Rose, I'm trying to think who else, you know, just to have my books sort of in that conversation is very humbling and wild. And I feel very grateful. It's a genre that I love. It's a genre that I read. I mean, so, you know, I've read all those amazing authors, and really to get to know that book community, which is, you know, different than my other experience. It's been amazing. It's been really amazing. I mean, it's also been a lot of work because I didn't expect it to be so popular. And it's a nice problem to have. I'm not complaining at all. But, you know, I sort of wrote Mafia Mistress as a lark between other projects with the other pen name. And so now it's like the Finelli side has really become a priority, where in the past maybe I assumed that it would not be. I assumed that it would kind of be a little fun little secret thing. It's become not so secret, and it's become sort of a much bigger enterprise than I had imagined. But again, that's a wonderful problem to have, and I'm absolutely not complaining.
And what has been your experience? Because it's like getting into this community is completely different. There's discrete covers, there's pre-art marketing, there's art requests, there's a whole different things. There's KDP, there's, you know, you get to choose it all, you know, and at the same time, make decisions and just create its own business. You know, it's not just writing.
A lot of it's been a learning curve for me. And it's been very educational. It's from the publishing side of it, it's fascinating. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole alternate cover phenomenon is just really eye-opening. And you know, I feel like the marketing is different. The way readers find books is different. I mean, so it's just it's been a lot of fun. It's but it's definitely been a learning curve for me. And it's great. I feel like the enthusiasm that I've encountered is very different than what I've seen in the past. Like the passion of the sort of younger romance readers, and specifically the dark romance readers, mm-hmm. is like amazing. It's just unparalleled. I mean, it's very different. And very exciting, I think, for the future of the genre. I mean, you could see the passion there. You can see, it's like, I get it, because I'm that reader too. You know, mm-hmm. I get the enthusiasm and the passion and the investment that you feel in certain characters. You know, there are certain characters from books that I've read that I love, that if you mention them, I will like swoon on the floor. Like I totally get it. So it's been fun, but it's been a learning curve for sure, as far as like some of the business stuff and learning how to run your own sort of mini publishing company.
Yeah.
And I feel like five years ago, I wouldn't have known how to do that. Maybe 8 years ago, I definitely wouldn't have known how to do that, but I've been around long enough now that I feel like it was the right time for me. Like, cause I was like, yes, I know how to do all this now. So I still do text Sierra Simone many questions, and she's very patient with me and answers all of them. But so I do still have help from Adriana Herrera and Sierra Simone and others that are like, have been self-publishing indie pubbing longer than I have. So I have to give them credit.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's like the community is so different. It's like I remember when I started reading romance, it was actually indie romance, but what I fell in love because it was what I could afford. You know, at the time I was earning not a lot of money, and it was like just KDP, KKU, or like 99 cents, $1.99. And I was like, that's what I can afford. And I was consuming them like there was no tomorrow, because there were just like an opportunity. There was like a worldwide of opportunities there. And so I became obsessed with them. Like it was like new, like this was my identity. I was a reader. I was a romance reader. I was like a reader of any type of genre. I just discovered books based on word of mouth or based on like, you know, the algorithm, and like there's Facebook groups. Like it was like, and once you find an author, you find the group, and you go to their group, and then you hear meet other readers, and they'll talk about the book. And it's like, and they create edits, and tell you the whole identity of the, you know, the star sign, the stuff, you know. And so it's kind of like, it's a really neat community, like the best of it. Yes, there's some dark sides, there's some stuff, there's some downsides, but the great, like the overall, the community is like so like invested, you know.
For sure.
Yeah,
for sure, which is so great to see. Yeah, it's great.
So all right, so let's chat about Math for Target. Tell us the elevator pitch. We got a hint about it, but tell us the elevator pitch.
Yeah, the elevator pitch is it is the story of the heir to a mafia throne who has left his family because he is gay, and he feels he cannot be gay in his in the mafia, so he sort of strikes out on his own. But that old world doesn't want to leave him alone. So he kind of, you know, he's constantly being pulled back and reminded of his former life. An assassin from his old life has been hired to kill him. And so, and it's the story of, you know, how a former mafia heir falls in love with the assassin that has been hired to kill him. I was watching a lot of Killing Eve, like before I wrote the book. So it's very cat and mouse, a little back and forth, you know, I'm toying with you now, you know, you're toying with me. So it was a lot of fun to write, actually.
I can imagine. I feel like there's like a twisty, you know, because it's like, how are you going to make it work? How are you going to get the assassin, you know, be with the guy who he has to kill, you know, how this is going to work? But at the same time, I think it could be a lot of fun for an author to keep the reader guessing, you know, is this a romance? Is it not a romance? Is this a thriller? What is happening here? You know?
Right. And one of the big hurdles for the book is that this is the assassin that tried to kill Fausto from Mafia Mistress. that takes the shot that, you know, almost kills Fausto. So a big hurdle is getting the readers to actually like to like this assassin, because I don't think they, you know, well, I don't think they like when Fausto gets hurt. So
I was going to ask how Fausto's doing, but before that, you made us like Enzo, so I think we're good. I think we're safe to say, like, you're going to make us, like, fall in love with Alessandro, you know?
I think you will. I think you will.
So how's Fausto doing? Let's talk about baby daddy.
Fausto baby daddy. There's a lot of Fausto in this book, which I think readers will be happy about, because obviously Giulio is his son, mm-hmm. and so there's a lot of... you know, Giulio's still reckoning with what does it mean to be this man's son. You know, he wants to step out of his father's shadow. Will his father let him? You know, what does it mean, you know, to be this man's son? So yeah, there's a lot of Fausto in the book, which was fun to write. I do love Fausto. So, you know, he's settling into fatherhood and still running his empire, and he's got more gray in his hair
and looking so good.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So we gotta wait for Mafia Target, and then you have a short story coming up too. So what can we expect for that one? Is just more mafia goodness?
Yeah, so the short story is mafia. It is characters from Mafia Target. It is male, Russian mafia. The one of the heroes is the head of the Russian mafia. And the other hero is a fashion designer from Paris. So yeah, it's I'm still finalizing that one, but it's fun. It's sort of a wild ride.
That sounds really good. So, oh my gosh, I can't wait. So let's chat some book recommendations. So what kind of books we recommend our listeners to pick up?
Oh my goodness. Well, the book that I just finished a QB Tyler book. I love all of her stuff. And if, you know, I mean, age gap, she's like the queen of age gap and taboo stuff. Mm-hmm. So I just finished What Was Meant to Be, which is age gap, second chance romance. It's the parents' best friend she has an affair with her parents' best friend when she's 18, 19. Yeah. He goes away for a few years to go be a doctor somewhere and then comes back when he finds out that she's engaged to another guy. So it sort of has all the things I love, because I love a cheating romance, and there's a little bit of cheating in that. So I love it. And I love an age gap, obviously. The book that I'm almost finished with right now is Lily Gold's Faking with Benefits,
mm-hmm.
which is reverse harem. It's like three guys who have this relationship advice podcast. And she is their neighbor across the hall. She's completely inept at dating. And so she asks for them to basically be her fake boyfriends and help her learn how to date. And it's very hot and adorable and really unique, which I'm enjoying it quite a bit. And I've been on a huge hockey romance kick. I just, mm-hmm. I cannot get enough. I'm obsessed with hockey TikTok and like all of like these young hockey players that are way too young for me, but very pretty to look at. So I've been reading a lot of hockey romances, and my favorite is Heated Rivalry by Rachel Reed, mm-hmm. which I probably recommend. I swear, anytime I talk to anybody about hockey romance, I love it so much. Heated Rivalry, and then the follow-up is the Long Game.
Yep.
Those are my favorites.
So I had a recommendation for you, since you're in a heated rivalry, you need a look-alike. So Ice Out by C.E. Ritchie is two rivals to lovers. They're in college, and they have a superstition that if they hook up, like they they win the game. So, but they're rivals. It's hot. It's steamy. It has the whole enemies to lovers. We gotta fuck this out, you know.
Oh, I love it.
Get it out of the system, you know. So, and that's like a hockey. And I just finished Mile High by Liz Tomford. It's 600 pages. It's long, but it's actually really good. Like, it's men in therapy, but it's actually really good.
Mile High,
Liz Tomford. Her next book, which is the one I'm reading, is The Right Move, and it's fake relationship basketball romance. Mm. And I did not know that I needed basketball romance in my life, but I was like, oh, because they're more famous than the hockey players. And so he has to deal with fame and along with all the other stuff.
Oh, I like that. I love the sports romance. I'm a total sucker for sports romance.
Yeah. I don't like sports watching regular sports, but I like reading about sports romance. Especially hockey. I did not realize I love hockey as much as like my hockey romance. Like any type, you give me a puck, you give me an enforcer or any type of way they were fighting it off in the ice. And I'm like, yeah, I'm here for it, you know. So Mila, tell us where you can find you online.
Well, you can find me at milafinelli.com. You can find me on Instagram. I think it's Mila_Finelli_author. And I'm on TikTok, Mila Finelli author. So I'm sort of around.
Yeah. Thank you, Mila, for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. It was so fun.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading to your busy life. Listen with the free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get 2 audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of 1 with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you once for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.